I've preached for 58 years, come through many trials and tears. But if I could live my life twice, I'd again preach for Jesus Christ. Had I 1,000 years on earth, I'd preach the word for all I'm worth. I would put my whole life in it, every day and every minute. The gospel's the hope of the world. Against sin, its message is hurled. Christ viewed the wickedness of man, hurled against it his church and plan. I know that God made heaven and earth, and that first man had no birth. All things have been made and designed by a great and infinite mind. As every house was built by some man, was made according to some plan, so God created all we see. He made and fashioned even me. Only fools deny their maker and affirm he was a faker. Of all men of earth, there are some who say from nothing something comes. How could that which never did exist make a universe to consist? How could a nothing make all things, as true if man from nothing springs? So I believe God really is, and that all things are truly his. I believe he made even me, and everything that you can see. Poems are made by fools like me. But only God could make a tree. Only God could have made all men. If no God, we'd never have been. God made my conscience and my mind. He made my heart, things of that kind. God made us complete. Every whit, he made my lungs. An heir to fit. God hath made all things for our needs, the sunshine and rain, and little seeds, seed time and harvest, spring and fall. Our heavenly Father made it all. Dear God, I want to thank thee for having created me, for giving me my being, for my mind and eyes for seeing. By thine own power and grace, thou hast made the human race. We were made for thy glory, as in the creation story. Thou didst make us to praise thee, and in thy likeness to be. But we have not paid the cost. Much of thine image we've lost. We should magnify thy name, make it a name of great fame. But millions never praise thee. Thy goodness they never see. Surely we in this good land should see thy benevolent hand pouring out blessings of creation richly upon our nation. Blessed are nations, saith the word, whose God is our precious Lord. We should serve thee in confidence, for our nation stands by providence. Looking back from any station, rightness exalts a nation, but sin reproaches any people, makes nations weak. and feeble. All thy creation should praise and magnify thee always, till all men know of thy fame. Thank and glorify thy name. Dear God, thanks for making me what I am and hope to be. To doubters, it may sound odd. What I am is by the grace of God. Man alone can give thee praise, can give thee thanks all his days. Birds can't think of their maker, but they don't make God a faker. Lord, you blessed us all our days, blessed us in a million ways. Thanks for food and all the rest, for every way we've been blessed. Yes, when we were lost in sin, Christ died for lost sinful men. Thanks for this unspeakable gift to us, pardon and moral uplift. If we have another year, help us face it without fear. Give us just what we most need. Make us daily thankful indeed. Forgive our sins and make us grow. Keep us cleansed and white as snow. Bring us to heaven without fears, and we'll praise thee a trillion years. I believe in Almighty God, who at the first upturned the sod, and from the dust made the first man by his own creative hand. I believe in unseen things. This great truth with the Bible rings. Gravity has never been seen, nor the germ of life in the sea. I believe in a creator who was the originator, who created the heaven and earth, gave Adam life without birth. Every house was built by some man, but heaven and earth are by God's plan. No house ever has come by mere chance. The world and man are no happenstance. People tell us that there is no God, that accident upturned the sod. They say nothing is our maker, and that God is a great faker. But I believe our great Bible, that this old book is reliable, that it is the word of inspired men, and was by inspiration penned. I also believe in Jesus Christ. I'm not prejudiced or biased. I believe Christ died for my sins, and that here the gospel begins. I believe Christ rose from the dead, proved every word that he had said. For after he breathed his last breath, he rose triumphant over death. If Christ had been a man of strife, God would not have raised him to life. He would have rotted in the grave, like all impostors who couldn't save. And I want all men to hear it. I believe in the Holy Spirit, who gave to us the inspired word, the sweetest message ever heard. I believe what God says about sin, how how that sin can wreck and ruin men and is the worst thing in the world, is powerful with banner unfurled. I believe in the Church of Christ, the church built on his sacrifice, that when Christ was raised from the dead, of his church he was made the head. Christ threw his church against all sin, against evil forces of men, against wickedness in high places. These are some things which the church faces. Yes, I do believe in the church, that we're not left in the lurch, but that victory is certain and sure if we're aggressive and pure. I believe if members are true and each does what his duty to do, that we can bring the world back and start it off on the right track. We now have the Lord's permission. Even more, the Great Commission, to preach the word to every creature, defend the truth in every feature. I believe that the church will win against all evils and sin when Jesus shall finally come to take his church to heaven, our home. I believe right shall conquer wrong. No evil forces may be strong, and to see their millions of men, truth, crucified, shall rise again. The greatest need upon this earth is to know the truth and its worth. The greatest work is sowing the word, the sweetest story ever heard. Yes, I believe all this and more in life beyond the golden shore. I believe all that the scriptures said, and all I know is ground for faith. In a word, I believe in Christ, who made for me the sacrifice, was raised up again from the grave, proving that he, my soul, can save. Christ satisfies the longing of souls. He helps us attain our worthy goals. In Christ we find the meaning of life, salvation from sin and all its strife. Christ is to us a loving Savior. He gives us grace and loving favor. In his tasting death for every man, he took his place in God's holy plan. Christ satisfied the Mosaic law, fulfilled its demands without a flaw, took it out of the way at the cross, gave us a better law without loss. Christ satisfied our need for pardon, unless our hearts in sin are hardened. Christ forgives us of our every sin, that we might the new life begin. Christ is unto us our all in all, if we properly upon him call. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He gives to all who obey eternal life. My God has promised good things to me. He hath said, I will never leave thee, that I may of good courage be, he says, I will never forsake thee. Only my God could promise like this, give me courage and eternal bliss. Only God could be with me always and take good care of me all my days. Dearest friends may become bitterest fools. What the future holds, nobody knows. But my Lord will never leave me. He holds the future. His eye can see. The seal of truth is upon his word. We can trust the promise of our Lord. Forces of evil can never prevail, for God's promises can never fail. As long as the eternal still lives, so long he will his saving grace give. So long as divine mercy endures, so long will his promises be sure. So long as nature obeys his will, so long as we will his will fulfill, we can lie down and sleep in sweet peace, knowing God's promise can never cease. When the stars fall and the moon goes out, when the day comes that we've read about, when the sun fails and there's no light, the promise of God will make things bright. When that day comes and the world's on fire, when life is gone with sinful desire, when Christ comes down from above the skies, his promise is true. The dead will arise. God will not leave nor forsake us then, but will change our vile body of sin and fashion them like his very own, place us at the right hand of his throne. No, Christ, who died our sins to atone, will not forsake nor leave us alone. He'll take us to be with him on high, and we'll live always and never die. And in heaven, there'll be no tears nor sighs. There'll be no sickness nor sad goodbyes, but only pleasure forevermore, and where the faithful will part no more. The promise of God will still hold good, and we'll be happy, as good folks should. None will trouble, and no one molest, and we shall forever be at rest. The street will be gold without alloy in that city of wonderful joy. God will be with us for trillions of years, keeping us happy and free from tears. No, God will not leave nor forsake me if I'll to him true and faithful be. This I shall do by his saving grace, and be with him in that wonderful place.